could be a day of protest in Memphis and beyond. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Justice for Tyree!
Justice for Tyree!
That was a vigil last night for Tyree Nichols. Tonight, body cam footage, said to be horrific, will be made public, showing the black man's confrontation with police earlier this month. He died 3 days later. Five officers, also black, have been fired and now charged with murder. Here's Shelby County, Tennessee, DA Steve Mulroy.
While each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question, the actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols, and they are all responsible.
It all started with a traffic stop. Fox's Brooke Singman.
The Nichols family's legal team has seen the footage, and they say it shows the five officers beating Tyree for 3 minutes. He died in the hospital 3 days after the incident. Now, cities across the nation are bracing, anticipating the tape could trigger civil unrest, with Memphis police chief giving this warning.
None of this is a calling card for inciting violence or destruction on our community or against our citizens.
A body found last week in Oklahoma has been identified as missing a four-year-old girl. Her caregiver has already been charged with murder, his wife charged with child neglect. A man who wanted to join ISIS, convicted of murdering eight people in New York City.
Saifullo Saipov was determined to be guilty on 28 counts that included murder and supporting a terror group. It was on Halloween 6 years ago that Saipov drove a rental truck down a bike path, hitting people before crashing into a school bus with kids inside. Saipov's defense never disputed his actions, calling it senseless and horrific.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The same federal jury could sentence Saipov to death. FDA advisors have voted unanimously to recommend a simplified flu-like approach to COVID, a once-a-year vaccine shot for most Americans with the most up-to-date version of the vaccine. The FDA itself, though, would have to decide how to phase that change in. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Britain's military will start training Ukrainians on its tanks starting next week. The training will come later on the American and German tanks that will also be sent to Ukraine to help in the battle against Russia, which calls the tanks a dangerous escalation and fired a barrage of missiles into Ukraine yesterday, killing at least 11 people. This as Congress considers future support for Ukraine and how to deal with Russia.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, opening a hearing on that subject Thursday, saying the time to prepare for the future is now, while showing strength at the same time.
The United States and our democratic allies must show the authoritarian regimes of the world that the invasion and subjugation of free people is unacceptable in the modern world.
Republican ranking member Senator James Risch of Idaho agreed with Menendez, saying the administration and the Pentagon have to both continue to help Ukraine and plan for the future simultaneously.
What is missing is a more robust discussion about U.S. policy toward Russia now and, just as importantly, beyond the current conflict.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Amid special counsel investigations into classified documents found at former President Trump's and President Biden's residences, the National Archives is asking former presidents and vice presidents to recheck their personal records. Former Vice President Pence found some at his home in Indiana as well. Now, President Biden went to Virginia to tout economic resilience.
Economic growth is up, stronger than expert expected at 2.9%. We're growing.
He touted also strong job growth, though that has been slowing, and there's been a wave of big tech layoffs in recent weeks leading to concern about a recession. Now, on Wall Street, futures are down a bit this morning, the day after stocks rose. The Dow gained 205 points. The Nasdaq went up 199. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.